Someone asked me if, let's say they were at a Minyan and there were 9 men in the men's section and one man happened to be in the women's section, do they have to ask the man to leave to sit in the men's section to form a Minyan? Let me just preface this by saying that it's not, I think it's appropriate that there should be an open space for the women in the women's section, that because you never know when a woman may decide to come to a minyan. And so even besides the halachic perspective, it's appropriate that the men should only sit in the men's section in case a woman may want to come to the women's section, even if for most minyanim women aren't there. So I'm just talking about from a technical standpoint, but it's important to make sure, I think, that in every minyan that there is a space set aside for women in case a woman shows up. Now, getting to the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch at Aruch Hayim, Siman Nun Hei, Seif Yodal, states that Mi Sha'omer Achori Beis HaKnesses U'Bedehem Chalon, Afilo Gavo Kama Komos, Afilo Edo Rachav Arbal, Ba'ar Elohem Padav Misha, Bitztar Fibar Lassara. If someone's standing behind the shul, and let's say there's a window between the shul and behind the shul, if the people can see each other, then they join together for a minyan. So if you have 9 people in the shul and one person is behind the shul, but the people can see the person can see the others, then they can join together. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Beis that even though that there's a machitza between them, that since they see each other, then it's fine. It's similar to what we find in Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei. In Aruch Hayim Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, that's a discussion about Zimun. And there, the Shulchan Aruch there says that if you have two different groups are eating in one house, or in different houses, if they can see each other, they can join together as a Zimun. So the rules of Zimun, of joining together, apply if they can see each other. So the same thing should apply for joining together when it comes to Minyan. Why, what's the reason about seeing each other? Why does that the determining factor according to this approach? The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Nun Hei Seif Chaf explains that the reason why Re'iyas HaPanim is critical, seeing each other's face is critical, is that Ze Havei Kechol HaGuf, this is like your whole body is, I guess, with each other. And Ve'efshar Dechev Nechol Be'asar Shechinta Sharia, and when there are 10 people, so then you have the Shekhinah dwells amongst them. And the main aspect of the dwelling of the Shekhinah, where the Shekhinah rests, that is on the face. Because the Pasuk says that the light shone on Moshe's face. So therefore, if you can see each other's face, so then you could be connected for purposes of a minyan. So one approach is that as long as people can see each other, then that should be sufficient, whether we're talking about Zimun, whether we're talking about a minyan. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkat Nun Beis that based on this, if you have some people who are in the men's section, some people in the women's section, there's a machitza between them, but they can see each other, so then they can join together. However, he concludes that it's better not to do like that. Even though it's technically okay, there are some achronim who disagree with this and hold that no, these are two separate domains, and in fact, they cannot join together for a minyan. Why is that? So there are different reasons why this may not work out. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that first of all, just because if someone's, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if someone stands behind a shul, and he can join together with the people in the shul, that's because the person is just standing outside. But maybe the halacha wouldn't apply if you're in a different reshus, a different domain, a different house. So if you have a men's section, a women's section, that's sort of like two different houses because there's the machitza between them. And so maybe they cannot join together. Additionally, it's not so clear that, and Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld points this out, it's not so clear that the case of the Zimun is a case of, let's say, two people are in one house and one person is in a different house, and then they join together. The case might be, according to some Rishonim, where you have three people in one house and three people in a different house. So you have two Zimuns, you know, separately. The question is, can they join together? And there, if they can see each other, they can join together. But maybe it would not work if you have two people in one house and one person in a different house, they can see each other. It's only if you already have an existing Zimun, then they can join together. So maybe if you have, let's say, 10 men in the men's section and let's say one man in the women's section, so that man can join together, it's as if he's davening with the tzibur, but maybe to form the minyan, maybe that's not sufficient. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable halachically that you have the 10 men in the men's section. And as I mentioned, not just from a halachic standpoint, it's appropriate just in case a woman shows up, even if women typically don't show up, but you never know. If a woman does show up, we want her to feel comfortable, and therefore you should always, the men should only daven in the men's section.